Hey, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And Lord, I thank you today for ministering to them by your Spirit in a great and in a mighty way through this broadcast. And Lord, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled Living in the Peace of God. And this week on the broadcast, we're learning how to enjoy and experience God's peace in our lives, every day of our lives, no matter what's going on around us. Now let's go back over to John chapter 14, and let's look at our foundation text there again. John chapter 14, and we're going to look here at verse 1 and at verse 27. In verse 1, it says, Jesus said this, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And then in verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And so again, from those verses, we can see that peace is God's will for our lives. God does not want us stressed, troubled, worried, anxious, or fearful. He does not want us living in that kind of state. He wants us to live in and enjoy His peace in our lives. Now, back in verse 27, Jesus said this, that "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you." And so you can see from that verse that there is peace that comes from the Lord, and then there is peace that the world gives. There are different kinds of peace. In fact, in the CEV, it says this, "It isn't like the peace that the world can give." God's Word translation says, "I don't give you the kind of peace that the world gives." And so, again, there is the peace that the world gives, and then there is the peace of God. Now, friend, you and I, we have Jesus's very own peace. In that verse, he said, "My peace I give unto you." And now the peace of God, the peace that Jesus gave us, is a different kind of peace. It's not the kind of peace that the world gives. It's a different kind of peace. And so on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about the kind of peace that you and I have as believers. Now, to do that, I first want to talk about the peace that the world gives. The peace the world gives is conditional, it's understandable, and it's fragile. I want to say it to you again. The peace the world gives, it's conditional, it's understandable, and it's fragile. Now, what does that mean? The peace that the world gives is conditional. And what that means is it only works under certain conditions. It only functions under favorable conditions. But if the circumstances get bad, the peace of the world ceases to function. And so the peace that the world gives says this, if everything in your life is going good, you'll have peace. But when things start going bad or things start getting chaotic, the peace of the world ceases to function. And what that means is it is a conditional kind of peace. Now, secondly, the peace the world gives is understandable. And it's very easy to understand that when everything's going good, I have peace. And when things aren't going good, I don't have peace. And that's the kind of peace the world gives, and it's conditional and it's understandable. And then thirdly, the peace that the world gives is fragile. In John 14, 27, in the Living Bible, it says this. Jesus said, "The peace I give isn't fragile like the peace the world gives." The Passion Translation says, "Not the kind of fragile peace given by the world." And so the peace that the world gives, it's easily broken, it's easily lost, it's fragile. Something small can go wrong and completely destroy the peace that the world gives. You know, you get a flat tire on your way to work and you completely lose your peace. You know, you get a note or a bill in the mail that for something that you can't afford and you completely lose your peace. And this is the peace that the world gives. It's fragile. Something little can go wrong and completely destroy the peace that the world gives. And so again, the peace the world gives is conditional, it's understandable, it's fragile. Now what about, we don't have that kind of peace. Thank God we don't have that kind of peace, friend. That's the kind of peace, the kind of peace the world gives is the kind of peace that has you freaking out when there's no toilet paper left at the store because of the pandemic. That's the kind of peace the world gives. You and I don't have that kind of peace. We have a different kind of peace. We have the peace of God. And the peace of God is unconditional. The peace of God is unbreakable. And the peace of God passes all understanding. Now let's look at each one of those. And the first one was the peace of God is not conditional. It's unconditional. You know, things can get chaotic, but the peace of God remains. In 2 Thessalonians 3:16, in the Amplified Bible, it says this, "May the Lord of peace grant you His peace at all times and in all ways, under all circumstances and conditions, whatever comes." I want to read that to you again. It's so good. "May the Lord of peace grant you His peace at all times, in all ways, under all circumstances and conditions, whatever comes." And so the peace that God gives to us is not conditional. It works at all times. It works under all circumstances. It works in any condition, and it works whatever may come. And so an economic upheaval can come, and the stock market can crash, but we still have our peace. A pandemic can hit the world, and the government can start shutting things down, and people can start buying toilet paper off the shelves. But we still have our peace. This is the kind of peace that we have. Our peace does not work based on the conditions around us. It works no matter what comes. It works in all conditions, in all circumstances. No matter what's going on in the world, as believers, we have a different kind of peace, and our peace is a peace that is an unconditional peace. It does not need favorable conditions to function. Praise the Lord. And then secondly, the peace of God is not fragile. In John 14, 27 in the Amplified Bible, Jesus said this, "Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge." And so the peace of God is unbreakable. It's not fragile. No matter how chaotic things got, you never saw Jesus worry. You never saw him get stressed. You never saw Jesus freak out. No matter how chaotic things got, his peace was unbreakable. His peace was not fragile. His peace was strong. You know, you remember when they brought the woman who was caught in adultery, they brought him to Jesus and they said, Moses in the law says, stone her. What do you say? And Jesus had been preaching compassion and forgiveness. And so this is a big issue. And everybody's around and they're surrounding Jesus and this woman. And in the natural, this was a tough question to answer. And Jesus didn't lose his peace because his peace wasn't fragile. He bent down, he wrote something in the dirt, he stood up, he gave him an answer, he was calm, he remained calm. Why? Because his peace wasn't fragile. In fact, one time in Mark chapter 4, when there was a great storm hitting the boat, Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of the boat and they had to go wake him up. Why would that be so? Because his peace wasn't fragile. His peace was unbreakable. And that's why you never saw him fret. That's why you never saw him get upset. That's why you never saw him worry or get stressed, because he had an unbreakable peace. And that is number two about the peace of God. It's not fragile. It's unbreakable. And then the third thing about the peace of God is that it's not understandable. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 talked about the peace of God passes all understanding. And what does that mean? That means that you'll have peace in situations that you really shouldn't be able to have peace. Praise the Lord. Years ago, early on in the ministry, when I went full-time in ministry, things had started to get tight financially for the ministry. And I had kept that before the Lord. I had rolled the care of that over onto the Lord. I was standing on what God's word had to say about that. And I was diligent about doing that. And I got a bad report about the finances of the ministry. And I remember I was driving up my driveway one day and I had this thought rise up within me. Why am I not more worried about this? I should be more worried about this than I am. Now that's my flesh talking. And the Lord just spoke to my heart. I remember he just brought this up in my heart. It's because I have peace that passes all understanding. And that's exactly what that means. It means that in situations where in the natural, you should probably be worried, you should probably be stressed, you should probably be troubled about this, you'll have peace and your head won't even understand it because it's peace that passes all understanding. It's peace that you'll have in situations where maybe you really shouldn't be able to have peace. And friend, that's why it's such a great opportunity now in the times that we live in with this pandemic, you know, going on and all the political strife and division and fighting going on and all these issues about masks or not masks, vaccines or not vaccines, and coupled with that, all the other political issues. As believers, when we are walking around in peace, it will differentiate us from the world, and it can be a big part of our witness, and it can be a big part of drawing other people to the Lord, because they will notice there's something different about you. Everybody else is stressed out. Everybody else is worried. Everybody else is upset. But now is the time for the church to shine bright and be strong in the peace of God that passes all understanding. And the world will do just that. They won't be able to understand why you have so much peace with all this stuff going on. And then you can teach them about the peace of God, which passes all understanding. But the peace of God is unconditional. It's not fragile. It's unbreakable. And it passes understanding. The peace the world gives is conditional. It's understandable. It's fragile. But that's not the kind of peace that you and I have. The kind of peace that we have is a different kind of peace. And it's the kind of peace that performs in pressured situations. In Psalm 23, David was at a very stressful time in his life, a very pressured time. And he said this in that psalm. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Now just stop right there. That's Psalm 23:4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Come on, friend. Do you think there was some things in the valley of the shadow of death that could have stressed him out? They could have caused him to worry. Could have thrown him into fear and panic. Certainly there were. He's in the valley of the shadow of death, and yet he says, "I fear no evil." How could he do that? He was walking in the peace of God that is not conditional, it's not fragile, and it passes understanding, it's not understandable. And this peace that we're talking about, it performs in pressured situations. This was a pressured situation David was in, yet he had no fear and was walking in peace. In Daniel chapter 3, when the three Hebrews wouldn't bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol, and he was telling them, "I'm going to throw you into the fiery furnace." One thing they said is, "We are not careful to answer you in this manner." They had perfect peace when death was staring them in the face. How could they do that? They're walking in the peace of God, and this peace performs in pressured situations. This peace was made for pandemics. This peace was made for political strife. This is what this peace was made for, to perform in these pressured situations. In Luke chapter 8, Jairus got a report from his house that his daughter was dead, and Jesus told him, "Fear not, believe only, and she will be made whole." And Jairus kept his faith, kept his peace. How could he do that? Because he had a different kind of peace, and the peace of God performs right in the middle of pressure, right in the middle of a stressful situation. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Philippians from prison. He had been thrown in prison, wrongly accused, wrongly thrown in prison. He was just doing what the Lord was leading him to do. And in verse 11, he said this, "I have learned whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content." And the word content there means to be at peace. And so right there in prison, the Apostle Paul is enjoying the peace of God. How could that be so? Because the kind of peace that you and I have, friend, the peace of God, it performs right in the middle of pressured situations. And this is why you and I don't ever have to be troubled about anything. Remember in John 14, we read it a couple times, Jesus said, "Don't let your heart be troubled." Well, how can I do that? Well, he then gave you a different kind of peace so that you could not let your heart be troubled. See, the kind of peace that we have is why we don't have to be troubled. We possess a supernatural, unconditional, unbreakable peace that works independent of what's going on around us. And that's why we don't have to be troubled like the world is troubled. We have a different kind of peace. Come on, friends, say it with me as we're closing the broadcast today. I have Jesus's very own peace, and it's a different kind of peace. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, you have Jesus's peace, and it's a different kind of peace. Number two, the peace the world gives is conditional, understandable, and fragile. And then number three, the peace of God, this is the peace that you and I have, is unconditional, unbreakable, and it passes all understanding. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you that we have a different kind of peace. You have given us your peace. It's the peace of God. It's Jesus's very own peace. And Father, right now, we receive it by faith, and we declare that we have it. And Lord, we thank you that that peace that we have gives us the ability to walk in peace, no matter what's going on around us. We thank you for giving us the kind of peace that is unconditional, unbreakable, the kind of peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, we will demonstrate that peace in our lives. We will enjoy the reality of that peace in our lives by your grace and with your help. And Lord, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to continue this series entitled Living in the Peace of God. We'll see you then.